Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
This week on Guidelines, we're taking a look back at where we've come from. But more exciting, we're looking ahead to where we're going, and even more important, why we're going there. First, we are grateful to the network of stations who carry this program, and to you, our listeners, on this 52nd anniversary. A listener once wrote to us and said, "Your messages in a small package are dynamite." So today, we're going to celebrate with some fireworks. As a young boy, I lost quite a lot of hearing in one of my ears when I was hit by a snowball with a rock in it. So I appreciated the listener who wrote to say, "You are my hearing aid when I listen for that still, small voice." Our time-tested ministry mission is to reach people where they are with the good news of the gospel and the hope that it brings using technology. In places where internet access and satellite might make radio seem obsolete, let me assure you that radio is still a powerful means of reaching many, many people. Here at Guidelines, rather than shrink, as you might think, God continues to bring more and more opportunities to expand dramatically. We have established what we call the Guidelines Legacy Project, and that is to put community-centered Christian radio stations in parts of the world where there is no Christian voice whatsoever. Guidelines' first legacy station was in Quezon, Palawan, an island of the Philippines, and we were working in cooperation with the Far East Broadcasting Company. That station celebrated its first anniversary in February of this year. We work with a consortium of local pastors who produce Bible-based programming for the station. We were also able to work in the war zone of eastern Ukraine to help get the local Christian radio station, an FEBC station in the city of Slavonsk, Ukraine, back on the air when their tower was destroyed by a missile that also took the lives of 4 young men. Though many Ukrainians in this area huddle in their homes afraid to go out on the street, by means of radio, 500,000 people are now within the radio voice and they are learning of a God who will not leave them or forsake them. I read a copy of Andre's letter this morning and I was encouraged even more. He said, quote, "My house was partially destroyed. I don't even know which side to blame. As I pick up the pieces of shrapnel in my yard, I think more and more about the meaning of life. Your station helps me get a hold of something bigger than me, something bigger than political ideas. God doesn't speak Russian or Ukrainian, but the language of love," end quote. Yes, God speaks the language of love. And then God has opened an incredible door of opportunity to reach another people group in a moderately Muslim nation in the Balkans. As we move forward with a partnership to get the station up, we are ever mindful of the forces of darkness. Nevertheless, God is never caught by surprise. Isaiah 14:27 says, "The Lord of heaven's armies has spoken. Who can change his plan? When his hand is raised, who can stop him?" Guidelines' legacy is really God's legacy, as we share the hope of the gospel in a broken world. It is a light in a world of darkness. It is the only solution to the tremendous problems we face today. Over the years, we have heard from thousands of people. It used to be by letter. More recently, it's by email. Or it could be a chance encounter when I speak somewhere and someone shares their testimony of how God used Guidelines. But there's one more I'd like to get, and that is a message from you. Go to our website, guidelines.org, or send an email to info@guidelines.org.